and right scored a couple of times, and was very talented.
Aaron Payne here, Mike Rush at
1-888-EARS-018.
Set
up a rebound in front of Ward
with Barry Armstrong.
Well, to watch bad golf, I can
destroy us or we will destroy them. There's no question.
We'll have more on that a little bit later in the program tonight. Also, some sound of John Winthrop taking on Rowe and Bush.
A good name is more desirable than great riches, and loving favor is better than silver and gold. The rich and poor have this in common. Yahweh is the maker of them all. A prudent man sees danger and hides himself, but the simple pass on and suffer for it. The result of humility and the fear of Yahweh is wealth, honor, and life. Thorns and snares are in the path of the wicked. Whoever guards his soul stays from them.
What it's like.
Train up a child in the way he should go.
Having a Ronin.
Don't make me kill you.
One thing I really like, it's honest, authentic radio made by real people, not by some cookie cutter corporation. So whenever I'm in Massachusetts, I listen to NEWMETAPHYSICS.
Called Earless Osdick because he kept his ears folded down like a dog. And because he slept with a dog, ate with a dog, he thought he was a dog.
Meow.
And making sure its guns were loaded and working. Sir Robert would not have been proud of him. Another blip on his view screens, down low at about 100,000 feet of altitude. Coming on a route from Scotland? America over the pole? Warm cabin or no cabin, he streaked down to intercept and identify. He flipped on his local command channel, and just as he did so, a voice from the nearby plane came through. Don't shoot! I'll marry your daughter!
But a few. In part, this year truly can be unique with opportunity, unique with potential, truly phenomenal, because it is the culminating year of the most monumental decade in the history of humankind upon earth, a phrase you've heard us use for a decade and beyond. But it is the culminating year of this, the most monumental decade, and in particular, it is a culminating year of your growing and your changing and of your evolving. It is a culminating year of your personal years of awakening, of exploring and of achieving, your personal years.
tired to death and sad. As the lodgers sometimes had their supper at home in the communal living room, there were certain evenings on which the living room door stayed shut. But Gregor could do very well without the door being opened. There had, after all, been quite a few evenings where he had taken no advantage of it being open, and had lain, unnoticed by his family, in the darkest corner of his room. But, on one occasion, the cleaning woman had left the living room door ajar, and it remained like that when the lodgers came home in the evening. They sat down at the head of the table where, in the old days, his father, his mother, and Gregor had sat, unfolded their napkins, and picked up their knives and forks. Gregor's mother promptly appeared in the doorway with a dish of meat, closely followed by his sister with another dish piled high with potatoes. The lodgers bent over the plates that were set in front of them as if wishing to examine them before eating, and indeed the one in the middle, whom the others seemed to regard as an authority, sliced a piece of meat while it was still on the dish, obviously to ascertain whether it should not perhaps be sent back to the kitchen.
Get away with that in this country. You're allowed to say these things, but nobody does, so it's the same thing as if it were forbidden.
How you doing with the Prozac?
The important themes for American art in the 20th century has been the prevalence of the inner world, the psychological world of the artist.
A method of painting is the natural growth out of a need. I want to express my feelings rather than illustrate them.
You don't actually have a preconceived image of the canvas in your mind.
Well, not exactly, no, because it hasn't been created. It's something new. It's quite different from working, say, from a still life, where you set up objects and work directly from them.
I thought you'd be doing something cool like that. I did.
Thanks.
And president of the H.S. Dent Foundation, Harry Dent. He joins us from San Francisco. Good to see you.
Deep philosophical ramifications, something you could hardly grasp. In fact, take it from me, a professional, Vanessa, you're an absolute fucking moron.
Harry Dent, he joins us from San Francisco. Good to see you again. And in Atlanta, market theorist Robert Prechter, who was the founder and CEO of Elliott Wave International. Good to see you.
Hi, Ted.
Harry, let me start off with you here. What's your take on this market? And let's work this into these charts that you brought along, the Dow Channel, for starters, going back to 82 through 2009.
Well, Ted, we call this the buy opportunity of a lifetime, like in the early 20s before the roaring 20s boom. When you get an extreme correction like this, particularly in the volatile tech sectors, when you still have a generation earning and spending money for the next 7 or 8 years, and the technologies themselves have only penetrated 50% of their potential markets, that was the same scenario in the early 20s when General Motors was down 75%, the auto index down 70%, just like the NASDAQ recently. Then you had 58% average annual returns in General Motors in the 29, 44% for the auto index. That was the best 7-8 year bull market run in the whole last century. We think the next 7-8 years we're going to see the same. Again, baby boomers still spending, and if you note our other chart, the Dow Channel, which we've had for years, is extreme this correction. We went from the top of the channel in early 2000 and only tested the bottom of the channel and rebounded off there, so we still see the long-term trends intact and a Dow of 35,000 by 2008.
Bob?
Head on Radio Network News, I'm John Fox. Critics of the Bush administration
of getting things done. It's designed to challenge conventional thinking about the best way of building, shaping, and running companies and organizations. In particular, Jared Fatlow seeks to undermine the idea that seems absolutely natural to most people, that there's only one way to get things done, and that is using hierarchies. On a system of command and control.
When at last it does find something good, it doesn't give up easily. Its snorkel nose allows it to snatch a breath with the minimum of interruption in the struggle.
God, I see God.
Thank you.
All of a sudden got a feeling that the sun has four windows. I said there north, south, east, west, but I felt that was sunset. And the line on the bottom there, I placed my ladder against the forward of your window. It was like a title. Doesn't make any sense, but it makes a lot of sense to me. I don't think that I'm really expressing the world around me. You know, this real world, the so-called real world. It's just something you put up with like everybody else. I'm in my element, and I'm a little bit out of this world. Then I'm in the real world. And I'm on the beam. Because when I'm falling, I'm doing all right. When I'm slipping, I say, hey, this is very interesting. It's when I'm standing upright that bothers me. I'm not doing so good. I'm stiff. As a matter of fact, I'm really slipping most of the time into that glimpse. Well, that's a wonderful sensation, to slip into this glimpse. I'm like a slipping glimpser.
Okay, what I'm here to do is try to make sure that people have a Merry Christmas next year.
So, what is it like to be married? You haven't talked much about that.
I haven't. How weird.
I don't know. We met, you know, when I was in college. And we broke up and got back together for a period of years. And then, we were sort of back together and she was pregnant. So, marriage.
Open-ended discussion, Vanessa, dealing with deep philosophical ramifications, something you could hardly grasp.
My son, if you have become collateral for your neighbor, if you have struck your hands in pledge for a stranger, you are trapped by the words of your mouth. You are ensnared with the words of your mouth.
There's a car waiting to take you to your hotel. Please, follow me, Mr. Oswald.
Metaphysics, most monumental my private little universe. Just me in a big glass sphere playing the game. You've been to the movies, you know what I'm talking about. How else to explain it? The only other explanation would be the real one. We don't have time for that right now. You have to actually hit commercials or something if I had to go into that. So I could break away.
The British began exporting to China.
It was at a time when it was legal enough. And John Jacob Astor seems to have gotten in on the opium trade as well.
And welcome once again to Writers and Writing on 88.9 FM. We're broadcasting from the University of California at Irvine, and we are on the web at kuci.org. I'm Barbara DeMarco Barrett. Writers and Writing features authors, poets, literary agents, and editors discussing art and business of writing. And I should say before much more time goes on that the opinions and views that you hear on this show are those of me and my guests and not the University of California Regents. Today my guest is Kate Bergman. She's a native of Los Angeles and was educated at UC Berkeley during the 60s, where she was a political activist in the anti-war and feminist movements. Braverman has published Lithium for Medea, Palm Latitudes, Wonders of the West, and The Incantation of Rite. Her other books include poetry collections. I think we talked about this last time, but I don't want to...
That would be like the sensation show that they had, the Damien Hirst thing, which was controversy for its own sake.
In fact, take it from me, a professional, Vanessa, you're an absolute fucking moron.
I think that there has to be a critical apparatus.
1950. When dividend payments have been higher that level, it's then tended to mean that stock price...
Astor seems to have gotten in on the opium trade as well. Now, whether Americans generally are proud of the fact that one of the leading early businessmen made a bunch of money in the international drug trade is something I suppose that historians might want to debate. But in fact, Astor did trade opium as well as furs to China. He made...
I think the best way to do that is going to be in cash, but let's see some reasons why. If your production department managed to get my charts together, let's look at the first one. This is the dividend.
He was satisfied, and mother and sister, who had been watching apprehensively, began to smile with relief. The family itself ate in the kitchen. Gregor's father, however, before going into the kitchen, entered the living room and, bowing low, made a tour of the table cap in
the... ...his high level of cesium. Another is in Scotland, where in one area, sheep still cannot be bred for meat. There may be many more, as these hotspots are still difficult to...
You know, maybe I ain't smart like you. Maybe I haven't finished school, but at least I ain't a fucking hypocrite.
Vanessa, please indulge me. Tell me why I am a hypocrite.
You act like he's all on some sort of mission, but all you want to do is just get off in a sex halfway. You gonna do sex to me now?
I don't believe you can resist the things that make no sense. I don't believe in silence, cause silence seems so slow. I don't believe in energy, if tension is too low. I don't believe in panic, I don't believe in fear.
If you're a female, I would run for your life. Run from it. If you're a man, don't even bother. You're 6 feet under already. I'll take care of your business for you, though. I will do that for you.
What is she like? She's a great teacher, good mom. She's smart, pretty. You know, I remember thinking at the time that so many of the men that I admired most, you know, that their lives were dedicated to something greater than themselves. So you got married because the men you admired were married? No. It's more like I had this this idea of my best self, you know, and I wanted to pursue that. Even if it might have been overriding my honest self. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's funny, like, in the moment, I remember thinking that it didn't much matter the who of it all. I mean, that nobody's going to be everything to you.
and that ultimately it's just a simple action of committing yourself.
You'll notice each one of the major tops of the last 100 years have been accompanied by a very small dividend yield. This is the smaller yields on top of this chart in this case. In 1999, we had the smallest yield ever in the Dow Jones Industrial Average.
We're saying, art thou clean as a hound's tooth? And Richard went before the media and cried, I am clean.
Vanessa, I promise you, if we get really, really intimate, you're going to be way past being offended.
Pollock's insult for Bill was, you're a goddamn European. And Bill's insult for Pollock is, oh, your paintings are so beautiful.
Really, really intimate.
Meeting your responsibilities, said.
You're gonna be way past being offended.
I'm warning you. Everyone move to New Jersey. Otherwise, you are facing certain death in the years to come. I mean, like tomorrow, I think it's gonna begin. A flood of oatmeal pouring up through the grates. Spiders in your coffee. So watch out, my friends. New metaphysics. Looking out upon it. Crumbling underneath it. Nice and cozy. It's coming this way, and it's moving down that way. I guarantee, but that's a bad word, isn't it? Gary at newmetaphysics.com. The send back, or some international blowback, if you will. If you believe the public spy novels, in today's NEWS, covering all the directions except the fifth one, which determines the whole mode. Way past that now.
Are you gonna fuck me when I'm dead?
Get your acceptance speeches ready, my friends. Rehearse them.
I'm going to ask Tyler a question.
Yeah.
Am I an action painter?
That matters. I mean, what is love, right? If it's not respect, trust, admiration. And I felt all those things. So cut to the present tense, and I feel like I'm running a small nursery with somebody I used to date, you know? I mean, I'm like a monk, you know? I mean, I've had sex less than 10 times in the last 4 years.
Mister, I'm a person. I'm a human being.
Yeah, like that drug addict fucking whore of a mother of yours.
War of the Worlds going on. Starting tomorrow, not right now. I'm doing my show now. And when you're listening, you'll be right here with me. So you'll be safe from the oncome. stirring scenarios being mixed in this decade. Pointing to 2012, of course, give or take. That's when the tape runs out and we have to end part one. Don't tell me you're using Psy-Tech holodromes, rolling spheres, and the holodeck for storage. It's running out of 2012, give or take. Into part two. So there's a building welling from underneath and a looming rectilinear overhang from overhead. The meal's coming in through the slats. And nobody has a day clock. You know, so you can find out what freaking day it is. I don't need to know what time it is. You know what I mean.
Well, sure, when we'll meet your mom, Bob. What? You can talk about my mom, but I can't talk about yours?
We are not here to talk about me, Vanessa. We are here to talk about you. So get your fucking pants down.
Please just let me go, Bob.
God damn it. Get your fucking pants down, you fucking cunt.
What? You laughing at me?
That pain is, can be produced by a phrase. But a good painter is never identical with any definition.
Get funky, it's pathetic, so addicts have to be abused. It's the same, what a thing to be a prostitute. Life is given to us just to do the right thing. Instead of that, we came a whole wall with big dope feet. Makes you feel real bad every time I see another bum old brother sleeping on the street. In the corner, in the morning, every night and day. It's a pity, so many people try to act gay.
It sounds pathetic.
What monastery do the monk have sex at?
Okay, all right, you're right. I'm doing better than most monks, all right?
Of a language which one could translate in its elements into known languages, but which would not reciprocally dictionary. Of a language in which each word would be translated into French order by several words.
What kind of beast been getting along with a precious little girl like this? Must be awfully scared now. But you've got nothing to be scared of. All we're gonna do is have a nice little talk. That's all. Just a nice talk, just you and me. Don't you cry now.
But I do, I feel like if somebody were to touch me, you know, I would dissolve into a molecule.
Somewhere else.
there was that feeling, and there was the isolation that went with that, the feeling of being isolated and overlooked. And in this country, you can feel overlooked like nowhere else.
Kind of the time that they were doing that kind of work, you know, bohemia wasn't something you could get at the Gap.
You have to realize that we lived on nothing. Side in real poverty.
Agency. Oh, hello, Mr. Punter.
Hello, sweetheart.
Golly, Herb, here's Punter. Should we tell him now?
Well, there's no time like the present, eh, Dagwood? Say, Punter.
What's up, Whipple?
Well, me and old Dagwood here, we thought maybe you'd like to join us for a little fuel injection up on the top of the rocket.
Yeah, we've got a real number meeting us in the final stage room in 5 minutes.
Get it together there, Dagwood. That's right, Punter. You know, she's a real fig. She's an Estonian chick.
Oh, yeah?
And she only knows body English, if you get me.
Boy, am I nervous.
So, the driver's here.
Yeah.
Well, I guess this is goodbye, and you better give me your...
Why don't we just give you a ride home, wherever you're going, huh?
Well, I can take the metro.
No. My flight's not until 10, right? They've got me arriving 2 hours earlier.
It's
this way
really
we can keep talking. No. Monsieur?
It's not really on the way.
Can...
Ça vous ennuie de me déposer au passage 10 rue des Petites Écuries?
Oui, allons-y.
D'accord. Ça vous mettra pas en retard?
Non, c'est pas de problème.
Vous pouvez me laisser au métro Château d'Eau, ça ira très bien.
Entendu.
Merci.
So, you told them where you are and all that,
oui.
Jim?
Yeah.
So he knows where he's going?
Yes.
Glad somebody does.
No, but this is better than the metro, right?
Definitely.
The bubble and begins to overflow and to splash all about you.
Saying, I've told you 100 times, don't scratch your ass with both hands, you know.
You've been a very good girl, Nancy. You've been very quiet. Don't be scared. We're going to be taking you home really soon. But first, we're going to introduce you to somebody. He's a very nice man.
The bubble up, like an artesian well, it begins to bubble and it begins to overflow into...
will be involved in those triangular wars, and therefore you will need them to continually be a threat, to have meaning, to have significance, to have identity, and you will become part of the problem, as the cliche says.
Living on bruised vegetables at the end of the day from the market, and stale bread, and you could get a bag of crushed matzos at the matzo factory for 25 cents, a huge bag.
Sure, thank you.
Subject: Oswald L.H. applied for tourist visa at Soviet Embassy, Helsinki, October 15th, 1959. Subject is not known to the state organs. Visa granted. Who have you assigned as his guide, Maria?
Anna.
Good.
So participation does not mean obsessively so. It does not mean focusing only on the problem. It has such focus, but not singular. It has such focus. But not singular. So how to participate? Each of you will participate, as we say, in your own way, uniquely, individually, with a great deal of beautiful diversity. But it begins for everyone. In a certain sense, the point of beginning that we encourage all of you to work with is to build the buildings. It starts there, regardless of the means, the measures, and the manner in which you go about your personal participation to do your part, not at all, just your part. Begins, however, with the buildings. And so the first way to participate actively, consciously, is to actively and consciously choose to build presence. Not just to show up, that yes, but not just to show up, but to show up as the adult. Not the child, not the adolescent, not just the grown person, but the adult that in fact you are. Because you see, to bring other than that is not present. If you were a child, okay, And those of you who, and those adolescents too, if you were a child, you were adolescent, then it would be appropriate to bring your child, to bring your adolescent. That would be responsible. But you're not. You're not a child. You're not an adolescent. You're not only a negative ego. But you are the adult and the spiritual adult. Bring that part to show up, to be awake, to be exploring, to be achieving, etc. Build your presence. Build your artistry. It's time to get real.
It wasn't that we couldn't make money. It was that we needed the time. All the time to pay.
I was thinking, for me it's better I don't romanticize things as much anymore. I was suffering so much all the time. I still have lots of dreams, but they're not in regard to my love life. It doesn't make me sad, it's just the way it is.
Is that why you're in a relationship with somebody who's never around?
And then gradually she began to learn to manipulate the letters. It was a complex process.
When did you first see any American painting which you felt had a validity that was as powerful as what was happening in Europe?
Well, this may sound a little one-sided, but it was when I walked into Jackson Pollock's studio for the first time and I'm confronted with at least a half a dozen paintings that are around in his studio. You know, it was something had to give way and fast. Something else was going on here that one had to note in no uncertain terms.
She began using the finger alphabet and began to really see that she could converse, then she just took off.
Yes, obviously, I can't deal with the day-to-day life of a relationship.
I'll never in my life forget the look of drip paintings in the studio, wet.
Fuck you, Ben. You're late.
Highway was jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive.
Oh, you're gonna get fucking cute now.
Anything on Tony B?
Nah, he's still on a milk carton.
There she is. My smelly Valentine.
Christopher, that's not funny.
The fuck are you doing?
I can handle a cocktail once in a while, right?
You guys okay? You need anything else?
You're still feeling sick, hon?
Please. They gotta replace her colon with a semicolon.
Now, maybe you should be a vegan.
The doctor says I gotta relax.
From what? She's got the world at her feet. She walks around like impending doom.
no stopping her. She would go all day long demanding.
Yeah, we have, you know, this exciting time together, and then he leaves and I miss him, but at least I'm not dying inside. When someone is always around me, I'm like suffocating.
No, wait, you just said that you need to love and be loved.
Yeah, but when I do, it quickly makes me nauseous. It's a disaster. Only when I'm on my own.
What's this? What does this mean? Curiosity was exhausting.
Even being alone, it's better than...
And I kept my mouth shut because I didn't know what to say about them. Pollock wasn't verbal. He didn't say much of anything.
Sitting next to a lover and feeling lonely.
Of giving and receiving. A culminating year of your personal years of commitment and of vision as well as of wonder. To do with other kinds of pleasure and happiness. It has basically to do with issues of conception, has to do with issues of procreation, yes, but also of conception, conceiving ideas, conceiving dreams, conceiving visions, the conceiving the primal creativity. Primal, base, solid, foundational creativity.
Let me know how things proceed.
Of course, Comrade Voroshinov.
Moscow. I'm here. In a top-quality tourist hotel. In a deluxe room that I would never stay in back home. I've met my guide. She's a young woman called Anna. She's rather plain. And she has a lazy eye.
How old is he, do you think? He's young. 19, according to his papers.
He's travelling deluxe.
A rich man's son. He has the money.
Not much. Well, he spent it all on the ticket. Have you seen his clothes? His shoes?
Relax, Anna. Look, people have great freedom to come here now, and we should expect to see types that we have not encountered before.
I don't know what to do with him.
How long's he here?
5 days.
Just 1 hour to go. My last day on the job. Early retirement. Not my idea. Doctor's orders. Heart condition. Angina, he calls it. I'm polishing my badge and getting myself used to the idea of saying goodbye to it. It and the 30-odd years of protecting and serving and tears and blood and terror. Triumph that represents. I'm thinking about Eileen's slow smile. Fat steak she picked up at the butcher's today. And I'm thinking about the one loose end I haven't tied up.
tailors and one blacksmith. So you are prepared to sacrifice a tailor, but not the offending blacksmith.
I think that it's corrosive to be in any part of a hierarchy.
In business in the American economy. And in order to fund the railroads, the various corporations were set up to build the railroad.
As James Caan said in that heist movie, when he got inside the vault on the high floor of a high-rise in the middle of the night, getting through the high security, I own it. My own private metaphysics. Sorry, no room for standing room of you. Nothing personal. And no, I'm not being mined for love by aliens. Nothing like that. Just something like this. I've been trying to tell you all these shows. In fact, I believe I have told you. Nothing personal, I just don't want to call you it. And since there's nobody here but me...
May I speak with the person to take the telephone bill, please?
What do you mean, takes care of it? Like, watches it?
Well, basically, the person that pays for the darn thing, sir.
Well, there's three people here, and we all
kind of
pay.
Okay. The reason I'm calling, sir, was to reduce y'all's collective phone bill.
Should I get the other two guys so we can all listen in? Because we all...
I can wait. Are they there?
No.
Oh, okay. When will y'all be together in one spot at one time? How about Saturday at noon?
No.
No?
No.
9 o'clock at night sometime during the week?
No.
Chocolate, pleasure. Their chocolate is located... in the solar plexus, some say spleen, some say adrenals. We would suggest the center, etheric as it is large enough that it is, quote, safe, unquote, to say that it is in your solar plexus, your stomach chakra. The touch of spleen that touches adrenals that indeed passes the very stomach of your being. The third chakra represents the full range of emotion, from the darkest to the lightest, from the most positive to the most negative, from the most expanding to the most constricting, to the most silly to the most profound. The full range of emotion is what the third chakra is about locating. As the first is red, so the second is a fiery orange, so the third, like the rising sun, is a golden or a brilliant yellow.
It's not so easy for me to be all romantic. You start off that way, and after you've been screwed over a few times, you forget about all your delusional ideas, and you just take what comes into your life. That's not even true. I haven't been screwed over. I've just had too many blah relationships. They weren't mean. They cared for me, but there were no real connection or excitement. At least not from my side.
God, I'm sorry. Is it really that bad? It's not, right?
You know, it's not even that. I was fine until I read your fucking book.
Fourth chakra, the heart chakra, most familiar, certainly so. Everybody wanting to open, understandably so, this fourth center located behind the sternum bone, center of the chest area, center between your breasts. And it deals certainly so with the emotion, but most specifically with the emotion of love, and has to deal with all aspects, if you will, from the most mundane to the most esoteric again, all aspects of love. Certainly it is connected to the second chakra for the pleasure. Certainly it is connected to the third chakra for the full range of emotion, and certainly to the very first for the security that love, and the security that you seek by always wanting and searching for more love. Fourth chakra. Center of the chest, heart center, love. It is green, brilliant, incredible. As we say, greener than green has ever been.
Would walk on the beach, and then he did a painting by the water, right where the, you know, where the sand is wet, and then the waves came in, and he said, "That's what I like my art to be." It was for the time. For him, it was a connection. It was the only time I ever saw him at peace. He was the most tortured person I'd ever seen in my life. The only time he was at peace was in nature.
Brilliant, incredible.
Stirred shit up. It reminded me how Jet.
Information can be very, very useful. And what's kind of funny is once you know, and I've, in the second section of this event today, I'll go into this in detail, and Iraq and 9/11 and all the stuff that's unfolding now, which is nothing like we're being told on CNN or whatever. Once you realize that once people start to understand the techniques that are used to manipulate them, suddenly what has been subliminal becomes crystal clear, and that's part of the awakening as well.
Less than half of what it was in the top minute in 1929.
I went home. I went downstairs and went home. I picked up my stuff and went home.
Once the time is gone, the crowd is first.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No further questions.
You went to the police academy, correct?
Yes.
And you learned various things there, including the importance of identifying witnesses, correct?
Yeah, if there's a witness there, yeah, of course.
You also learned how to properly testify in court?
Yes.
They taught you certain techniques that might make you come across as more believable, correct?
It was more like we had a fake case that we had to do, and they didn't actually tell us how to do certain things. We more or less observed our classmates going through a trial.
And they told you what you were doing that you shouldn't do, and they offered suggestions on how to change things and things like that, right?
No, not really, but...
Yeah. When Mr. Manzelli first started taking pictures, Officer Herrer told him not to take pictures, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you
yeah, he said don't take pictures of me, please.
And you said don't take pictures of you, correct?
Yeah, I told him I didn't want him to take pictures of me either.
And you know that he had every legal right to take those pictures, correct?
Not when they're, like, right here in my face, no.
So you told him to move back and take pictures?
No, I wouldn't say that either.
You told him?
I said, don't take any pictures of me, please.
So, in other words,
in a courteous basis, ma'am, sir.
So you ordered him not to take pictures of you at all. You didn't tell him that he can only take pictures of
my images. I didn't order anybody. I told him, I actually asked him nicely, don't take pictures of me. That's a request. It's not an order.
Don't take pictures of me is a request.
I said, please don't take orders of me. Don't take pictures of me.
Now, you read the police affidavit.
Yes.
And you've looked at it today?
No, of course.
And is the word please anywhere in this affidavit?
I may not have said it in there, but I did request them. I don't order people not to take pictures.
But
if someone's taking pictures, let me explain.
It wasn't my question was.
Could you let the witness finish, please, Mr. Beck?
What?
Please let the witness finish her answer.
Judge, I think.
Would you mind letting the witness finish her answer?
If she's answering the question, I have no problem, Judge.
All right. You may complete your answer.
Thank you,
did you sign an affidavit about this case?
I'm sorry. Am I supposed to answer?
Just answer the question.
Okay, what was the question?
Did you sign an affidavit about this case?
Did I sign that? No.
But you were
I saw it afterwards.
And is it a correct statement?
I had gone home. Officer Hara had typed that up and signed it.
And you've seen it since then, correct?
I've seen it before the case, yes.
And it's fair to say that it's an accurate. There's nothing that you saw that would contradict this affidavit, correct?
Judge, he's asking the witness to testify to something.
Mr. Bradley, please. Just answer the question, please.
Do I acknowledge that
you
it's
wish
correct?
To repeat the question, Mr. Beck?
If she needs it, I'm happy to.
Repeat the question, please.
It's fair to say that there's nothing in this affidavit that you can.
One of the important themes for American art in the 20th century.
As we say, greener than green has ever been.
Genuinely romantic I was, how I had so much hope in things.
Has been the prevalence of the inner world, the psychological world of the artist.
Now it's like, I don't believe in anything that relates to love. I don't feel things for people anymore. In a way, I put all my romanticism into that one night and I was never able to feel all this again. Like, somehow this night took things away from me and I expressed them to you and you took them with you. It made me feel cold, like if love wasn't for me.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that.
The fifth chakra is located in the throat and it is the chakra of expression. It is the expression of all the lower chakras and all the higher chakras. It is the expression of so much of your identity, of your image, of yourself. The expression. Indeed, it expresses your security, your pleasure, the range of emotion, and expresses your love. It also expresses beyond these chakras that we've already mentioned. It is also where you take in energy that feeds your security, feeds your sense of pleasure, your range of emotion, and certainly so your love, as well as the chakras that lie above.
Up, it's Alan Handelman. This is the talk show 100% designed to serve the rock culture, the counterculture, the alternative culture, which is what I can say about Fire Sign Theater, the twice Grammy nominated comedy troupe
that we're going to have on, all guys, actually. Fireside Theater, if you remember the last show we did with them, and you fans of Fireside Theater know this,
they created Theater of the Mind.
But, you know, their Theater of the Mind was, like I said, specifically designed to serve the rock culture. They were the first to use special effects and lightning-fast radio production. They come from radio, so they knew what they were doing.
Cheech and Chong, Conception Corporation, Saturday Night Live, all use these guys as the inspiration.
That's well known.
Out of a need. I want to express my feelings rather than illustrate them.
It's a whirling energy, absolutely, in that throat area.
You've got to remember the line. Second point. You watch any show on Nova or on 21st Century or Discovery Channel or Explorer or any of these shows that document the function of nature. And everyone will conclude that nature is in perfect balance. Nature is geared miraculously to succeed through symbiotic relationships of plants and minerals and the animal kingdom. They are all working in harmony for the betterment and for the success, and they are all working harmoniously.
You don't actually have a preconceived image of the canvas in your mind.
Well, not exactly, no, because it hasn't been created. It's something new.
Thank you! Thank you! Thank you so much. It's nice to be here. I turned 32 last week, which is odd. It's a weird age to be, you know, 32 years old. It's just like, how old are you, sir? 18? You look like... I just turned 32. Wow. 32 is weird because I'm not really young anymore, you know? But I'm not really old yet. But I'm not really old yet. I'm kind of stuck in that awkward in-between stage. It's the in-between stage where my hair is just starting to fall out. But I'm still maintaining my youthful acne. So...
Except you. You're the only ones out of balance. You're the only ones out of sync. The entire cosmos is resonating at success. And you, all by yourself, are having to resist that resonance. That takes far more work to swim upstream, to fail, than to flow with the stream and succeed.
Some people will tell you dividends don't matter, and that's exactly what they said in every one of those major tops.
Next is the AAII survey, percentage of bulls.
That's correct. This is a survey among the public. This data goes back about 15 years. It's all that's available. You'll notice that in 1987, 1993, and 2000, the all-time high, the public was bullish. Now, if indeed this were a buying opportunity, they should be concerned. They're not. It's the second most bullish level of the entire history.
All right. We're just going to run through these, and Harry, I promise we'll get right back to you, but I want to get through these charts so we can get into the argument. Allocation percentage?
Yeah, this is what the brokerage firm analysts tell you you should have in the market. Normally, their range is between 40% and 60%. Usually, they get cautious near lows and a little more optimistic near tops. Right now, it's a record 71% of your money they think you should have at risk in the stock market. Now, these people,
who thinks this again?
You've got to remember the lie, and you've got to resist the resonance of success.
quite different from working, say, from a still life, where you set up objects and work directly from them.
There was this concept, existential idea, that every human being was alone, and that you looked at the blank canvas and you made a mark on it as though you were the only person in the world, with no references and no one else to help you.
I don't work from drawings. I don't make sketches and drawings and color sketches into a final painting. Painting, I think today, the more immediate, the more direct, the greater the possibilities of making a statement.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Roddy Martin Show on Howard 101. Coming to you this evening. On my left is my co-host, who is called Curtis Coopy Coop Cooperman. Hello, Coop. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
The young man who is screening the calls is Eric Eron McCauley. We call him Eron. And welcome.
The Pollywog also thought he was a dog. Since he was only 1 year old, Polly crawled on 4 feet and was often locked up like a dog.
These are the brokerage house analysts, on average. They think you should have that much money in the market.
Do we care what they think?
Well, I think you people at CNBC have exposed that pretty well in the last 2 years.
All right.
But again, that's the point.
I got to move along here because I want Harry to get in. Five waves down to find the trend?
Well, we can come back to that later. Let's let Harry have some time.
No, let's do this because that's your classic work here. Let's talk about
it. All right. Under the wave principle, five waves down or up defines the trend. We've seen a clear five down in the S&P and in the NASDAQ. When we made the bottom in September, we called for the largest rally since the top. We're in that rally, but it's a bear market rally. It may have a little bit more to go. In fact, I hope it does. It'll be one of the greatest shorting opportunities of all time. All right.
From the idea process, I saw Pollock as extraordinarily important.
Reality and love are almost contradictory for me. It's funny.
Funny of reality. Everything is geared to succeed, except you.
Was jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive.
New metaphysics. Periodically, there'll be other shows. The switchboard. Can't always tell what the other hand is doing. But I have faith. I believe.
And when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich rule over the poor. The borrower is servant to the lender. He who sows wickedness reaps trouble, and the rod of his fury will be destroyed.
NewMetaphysics.com. Big cigar box and the even bigger humidor. Moist for you. Versions of me.
So it's applied. But I think that art needs art by necessity. You don't have a choice. But if you're doing something original, you are violating.
The U.S. expressed alarm about reports that George Bush is mulling military...
One morning, about a week later, Keek and I were luxuriating in a quiet breakfast together when there was a knock on the door.
The painting was not just in the end product, but it was in the whole act of exploration.
Every single of my exes, then they're married. Men go out with me, we break up, and then they get married.
Instead of making a piece where you know where you're going.
Who are determined to fail and have to work diligently day and night to do so. Thirdly, what does God want for you? Your failure, right? God's intent for his either chosen people, if they're Jewish, or the ones that he loves so much that he Well, you know the story. Either way, you're covered. Yeah? God loves you. It says, it tells you so. He loves you so much, he wants you to miserably fail. Yeah? Well, there's the story of Job, but who wrote that? Regardless of the religion, Eastern or Western, when all the arguments are said and done, it comes down to the bottom line that God wants for you the very best, which cannot be failure. Ah, but I can learn from my failure. Yes, you can learn from your failure. You can learn how to fail. And you can learn how to react against failure. But you learn very little about succeeding from your failures.
Manual.
Yes.
At the same time, while we can celebrate that BBC World is being rebroadcast here on or simulcast here in the U.S. in some limited markets, it's at the same time, just a week ago, there was an article in the Wall Street Journal that said the BBC has reviewed its strategy for the past year on broadcasting and decided that, I'm going to quote it here, it says, after a year-long review of its strategy, the BBC, the world's biggest and best-known public broadcaster, said it plans to put more resources into its already large internet presence and no longer regards itself primarily as a producer of television and radio. And I just wanted to say that it's a sad day when the BBC says its future in broadcasting or radio.
You ask a question and you make the piece as an experimental act. To answer that question, maybe. Or to open up other questions.
It's a kind of a stumbling process that it's made up of loose ends and the very nerve of a person saying, hey, I'm an artist, I can make a painting. It's made up of a lot of falsehoods and realities, and it's a very gray area that you step into. I mean, you're stepping into smoke when you say, I'm going to make a work of art.
Yeah, what blew my mind is that she's otherwise very nice.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But nice is not emotion. Right, but when it came to being nice emotionally, because, like, I had been looking for something like this, because I knew I had a problem in that area. And a friend of mine had described it to me literally, and I've seen it. And then when I actually saw her do it to me, it was like, how could you do this, Mom, you know? And then she would do more.
Seeing through what's actually going on. Now, I have this little system of filtering information and filtering things, and it goes like this. Take a deep breath, take a step back, look at it again. Because all the time we're getting pulled into the detail of the nonsense of the movie, and we get so pulled in, we actually think it's worth voting for this party rather than that party, when we're living in a one-party state in reality. And when you use that, take a step back, look at it again, the world can look very different. And this is an example. In America today, there's about 260, 70 million people. And I know for a fact, having traveled there extensively in recent years, that there are a lot of intelligent people in America. But you know, there's actually a lot of people in America that don't sexually abuse children. There's a lot of people in America who actually can claim rightly to have two brain cells acting in unison. You go back beyond there are hundreds of millions of people who have lived in what has been called the United States since it was formed. Question. Why? Why don't they ever become president of the United States?
Promote this hurt, the more she would do.
Yeah.
So finally, I would have to finish the pattern by leaving. Yeah.
one of the things that is so extraordinary about Jackson Pollock is the directness of the personal expression of the psychology of the artist. That's one of the things that's so groundbreaking about it. If you go all the way back to the, in a sense, the beginning of what I see as that tradition, going back to Manet in the 19th century, you look at a painting like the Olympia, you feel the presence of the artist at work, and the sensuality with which the paint is laid on the canvas communicates a bodily sensation that makes the subject matter feel real in a way that other painting didn't feel. If you start to flash forward to somebody like Vincent van Gogh, what's so extraordinary about van Gogh is the intensity of the psychological self-portrait. And the brushstroke there has the same Manet-like function. What Jackson Pollock did that is so remarkable is that Jackson Pollock separated the gesture from representation altogether. He was able to communicate with the same intensity of, as van Gogh, this extraordinary psychological self-portrait.
When necessary, by a whole sentence of a language which one could translate in its elements into known languages, but which would not reciprocally express the translation of French words or other, or of French or other sentences, makes this dictionary by means of cards. Find how to classify this card, alphabetical order, but which alphabet? Alphabet, or rather a few elementary signs like a dot, line, a circle, etc., to be seen, which will vary according to the position, etc. Sound of this language, is it speakable? No. Relation to shorthand. Grammar, that is, how to connect the elementary signs like words, then the groups of signs one to the other. What will become of the ideas of action or of being, verbs or modulation, adverbs, etc. Buy a dictionary and cross out the words to be crossed out, sign, revise and correct it. For the dictionary, look for the equivalence of colors which cannot be seen. Theory. 10 words found by opening the dictionary at random by A. 10 words found by opening the dictionary at random by B. These two sets of 10 words have the same difference of personality as if the 10 words had been written by A and B with an intention.
There are some of the issues that I am attempting to address. The problems with forming community in a nation that rewards isolation.
And later they call me to thank me for teaching them what love is, and that I taught them to care and respect women.
I think I'm one of those guys.
You know, I want to kill them. Why didn't they ask me to marry them? I would have said no, but at least they could have asked. But it's my fault. I know it's my fault because I never felt it was the right man. Never. But what does it mean, the right man, the love of your life? The concept is absurd. The idea that we can only be complete with another person is evil, right? You know, I guess I've been heartbroken too many times, and then I recovered. So now, you know, from the start, I make no effort, because I know it's not going to work out. I know it's not going to work out.
You can't do that. You can't live your life trying to avoid pain and expensive.
You know what? Those are words. I've got to get away from you. Stop the car. I want to get out.
No, don't get out.
It's being around you, okay? No, don't touch me, you know? I want to get on a cab. Monsieur, arrêtez-vous. Non, non, c'est bon, au feu, là.
Non,
je vais prendre le métro.
Non, listen.
Thank you.
Ibrahim Milosevic is on trial right now. Because in the Nuremberg trial, soldiers were asked, why did you obey Hitler when he told you to put men, women, and children in ovens? They said, we were soldiers.
Adventures of Nick Danger, America's only detective. Today, Nick trips over a clue to the adventure of the missing shoe.
All right, fellas, wake up. What have you written for me today?
All right, listen, listen. Monday, Nick, remember, you were missing a shoe.
Great, good, I love
okay,
it.
Okay, well, yesterday, Acme was missing a shoe.
Tough, so what, who cares?
Well, wait a minute, I'll get this. In this to today, you and Acme are sitting in the office.
I don't like it.
What's
the
matter?
Girl.
What do you mean?
What happened to the girl?
Oh, the girl, you want the girl?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Well, give him the girl. Manny, give him the girl.
Okay, all right. Nick limped strode back to the office.
He's a strong Manny.
Only to find the girl waiting for the flat foot, restlessly.
Hello, Nick.
Something told me you'd be here.
Bet you it was two bald riders with glasses.
Speaking of glasses, baby, there's a pair in my drawers.
I noticed.
Let's get down to business.
Oh, Nick!
We'll be back to Nick Danger after this. Today, Nick Danger is brought to you by this question.
It drives people mad, but it makes quieter engines.
That isn't a question.
Well, that's not an answer.
There is no answer. And here in the many arms of Octoglomerate, we ask the questions that can't be answered today.
From changing voices
to stretching hearts, count on Octoglomerate.
1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Octoglomerate.
And now, back to the future adventures of Nick Danger.
I'm scared. Nick!
Don't worry, baby. I've had this operation.
Oh, what?
Never mind.
Oh, but I do mind, Nick. Like a puppy. I'll do anything you say.
Okay, sit. Now, roll over and fetch my shoe.
I can't find your shoe, Nick, but I do have this darned sock.
Sock?
Tune in again tomorrow to the Firesign Theater's Nick Danger when the script says...
Oh, my head. Wait till I get my hands on those writers.
Hey, they made us do it.
Hey, come on. Silence. You asked me to write a girl.
Knock out Iran's nuclear program.
He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he shares his food with the poor.
When you look at a classic Pollock drip painting like number 27,
I'm just so happy. Thank you. Just keep going.
Damn it. Get your fucking pants down, you fucking cunt!
New metaphysics. In the back of a cab. But it's not being driven by a cabbie. Not even a crazy one. Not even a bone collector cabbie. At least I won't have to pay. In metaphysics, in the back of a moving vehicle, don't have to worry about the FCC on this fucker. Unless the mass unconscious decides to allow cold fusion or some sort of free energy, or legalize hemp, replacing the oil, timber, and plastics, various industries, reducing the cost of living by at least 25% globally. Or some other intervention of a metaphysical nature. Could be a long ride down that price train on the big boards. I mean, the probability is of a nice big swan dive off the deep end. Nobody in the pool but you. And I mean no water either. Not even a bottom of a pool. Kind of thing. Might be good to sell short all the way down. Change your lifestyle. Don't look for metals either. War overseas. The view from the top is not up. Unless you're skeet shooting, something like that, from a high building. Making a quick getaway with the goods.
Mostly progressive alternative radio is the kind of radio stations that will play these guys up. They're the Monty Python of America. Entertainment Weekly puts them among the 30 greatest comedy acts of all time. We have all of Fire Sign Theater with us. They have a brand new CD out called Boom.Bust. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
It's the problem of the free built-in radio, isn't it?
Oh, there's a knob missing in the first place.
Well, that we'll have to find or fix. But
one's for tuning and one's for volume.
And is it important for it to be working? I mean, there are three radios there.
Oh, absolutely. The whole structure of the painting is based on the relationship of fixed imagery, which is what the painting image is. Even though it's taken from newspapers and the most up-to-date sources. And the radio sound, which is news long after the paint has dried.
We're permitted inside the Holy of Holies. So I don't know if Alexander ever got to the Holy of Holies. I would bet not. Even Alexander, I think, they would keep him at bay.
Thank you.
said get your fucking pants down now.
Okay.
Well, you see, what happened?
Whatever.
It took me, you know, at 40 years old, it took me a day to get over this, and it was just a minor incident.
Yes.
Not going to get a walk meeting.
Big deal.
You know?
Well, it's the whole thing of, like, wanting to be loved and accepted. And what she's doing is, like, how should I put it? She had a lot of guilt around you. A lot of guilt surrounding the way... she blames herself a lot for the way you are. She feels that you should have a better deal than you've got, right? But the thing is, she's not going to go around and admit that to you, because that would be, hey, look, I completely failed, I fucked up.
Well, I noticed the guilt thing from my brother also.
Yeah.
And I just wonder why he would, even though I knew that he was bad to me, I never blamed him for it.
Right.
So I blame me.
Yeah,
for failing.
Well, you see, it's always, whenever anything goes wrong, what you always do is, oh, it must be my fault. It's like, what you do is you take your responsibility and you take everybody else's responsibility as well.
And so on.
Because you don't allow, you're not allowing people to be responsible for what they create. In other words, maybe he feels guilty, your brother feels guilty about the way he treated you. And in a way, you know, maybe he should, maybe he shouldn't. I mean, actually, guilt is a useless emotion, but if he feels it, he feels it.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back to your mother, which is more the important thing. How should I put it? You see, by you showing your emotion, be it showing your hurt, she's seeing her failure. Because she feels that you should be strong. Why don't you let your brother run to the park? They're not strong, they're just bullshit artists. In her school, in her way of thinking, emotions are bad. Emotions get you into trouble. Women, you know, men are not supposed to show emotions, and, you know, women are stupid if they do.
Take photographs and make myself look like I'm in a film still from a movie or something, and playing with different characters.
By the time you get to someone like Cindy Sherman, who takes all these different roles of what the feminine persona is as a new language, not to express herself, but to deal with the language itself.
Grandpa, speak English, please. Listen, I need to understand what's happening to me.
Oh, you gotta get out of here.
I belong here. Why aren't you at Red Deer Table like old man says?
What is the big deal about that place? Can't I get a straight answer around here?
It's a power deal. Bastiok found out, so they killed him.
Well, they're gonna kill you if you stay here now. Come on, let's go.
Well, sometimes they have to kill us. They have to kill us.
When I listen to Mountain Stream, I want to get down on all fours and forget all my education.
Just so happy, all right, to be with you. I am. I'm so glad you didn't forget about me. Okay?
No, I didn't. And it pisses me off, okay? You come here to Paris, all romantic and married, okay? Screw you. Don't don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to get you or anything. I mean, all I need is a married man. There's been so much water under the bridge. It's not even about you anymore. It's about that time, that moment in time that is forever gone. I don't know.
You say all that, but you didn't even remember having sex, so...
Of course I remembered.
You did?
Yes. Women pretend things like that. I don't know.
They do?
Yeah, what was I supposed to say? That I remember the wine in the park and us looking up at the stars fading away as the sun came up. We had sex twice, you idiot!
But they weren't names, they were little references, little jealous statements, and little criticisms. And he was able to take that level and have abstracted it into high modernism. Until around 1982 that he begins to get his organizing act together. And before that, he was working it out. This is like looking at an early Polly before the level of abstraction is higher and more sophisticated. But around 82, that's the turning point. And suddenly, boom, suddenly everything is pulsing. Suddenly the wiring is now complete. This painting is the breakthrough because you jump from painting to a kind of architecture, three columns worth. Agenda, man. It's not a painting. This is a full agenda. I intend to have powers up to and including Thor. I intend to be king. I intend to show you and control and make it function as art.
Worked in a way that was very improvisational. Mistakes happened, things got appropriated, and the casualness of the kinds of slips of the brush, the writing something, making a mistake, crossing it out, and writing it again, and leaving that all for you to see.
They have to kill us. They have to kill us.
Dish play. Gary, Iserman hanging quality with you. Doing some America Side company keeping while the dial tone turns.
General Anthony Zinni, the former head of U.S. Central Command, told U.S. television he had no detailed knowledge of the alleged military plans, but a preemptive strike against Iran's nuclear program would be extremely risky. Any military plan involving Iran is going to be very difficult. We should not fool ourselves to think it would just be a strike and then it will be over, Zinni said.
General, it's a good storyline. Whoever pitched this sold
it. Possibilities in an area where there are many vulnerabilities.
I hope we all have equity.
To the oil and gas in the region that have
points
been corrupted, to attacks on
above,
Israel, to the conduct of terrorism.
On and below all the
tens
lines.
Tens of thousands of protesters turned out Monday.
Otherwise, we're being played for fools.
The United States demanding that undocumented immigrants get
humiliation time.
Dream. On what is dubbed a national day.
That's
of
the worst modern fear of
demonstrators shook
modern times.
From Atlanta, Georgia, to South Bend, Indiana. In Lexington,
even now,
Kentucky, they waved signs that read, "We were all
postmodern modern."
And we are not terrorists.
That's because the
hundreds of Hurricane Katrina evacuees from as far as Texas and
male chauvinist
signed up
mind police
to return to Louisiana to vote
in institutions.
The evacuees are returning to cast early
are being financed to
mayor and city council.
Put on 24/7 programming.
Katrina electoral system. The busing
the
is
masking
plating. Said Kevin Whelan,
every other show.
The Association of Community Organizations for Reform Now, or ACORN. Part of it is obviously turning out real voters, but it's still obviously a small percentage of the entire electorate. Displaced residents can vote Monday through Thursday or Saturday at early voting stations in Lake Charles, Shreveport, New Orleans, and some other cities around the state.
Don't bother getting out of the way, though. Don't try and change that channel now, either.
After the rainiest March on record, many reservoirs in California's Central Valley are groaning at full capacity in 10 more days of rain. Bud Meyer, acting chief of California.
Don't try changing that channel now.
We saw in New Orleans the storm was coming in. It was known days ahead, and we're not sure they took all the steps they could have. This is news.
Why not?
The metaphysics emergency. Hello. Come in.
That's stealing. Or have you ever sung happy
New Mayday Metaphysics. Come in. Over.
Happy birthday is
I have a source going. I can't find it.
You better be paying royalties or you'll be stealing.
It could be buried. Got about 500 QuickTime players all over the screen. Sector R. I have to catch the slightest movement of a miniature-sized graphic EQ to find out what the fuck this is playing right now. Unless it runs out, I don't think so. Could be on for about a half hour, an hour. Taking over my show.
John Howard is likely to appear as a witness on Thursday following Mr. Vail, who testified for 85 minutes, often replying, quote, "I can't recall," unquote, or, quote, "I don't have an answer," unquote. When asked why he failed to act on or was concerned about numerous warnings that the weed exporter was paying kickbacks to Saddam Hussein, counsel assisting the inquiry, John Haggis, pressed Mr. Vail to train Mr. Vail over why he asked Australia's embassy in Australia. Is that correct? Unquote. Mr. Bear replied, saying he relied on his partner's request.
because they can't break our spirit.
Look, I don't have to do this.
You don't have any choice.
I'm trying to help you people. Now, why won't you accept that?
It's in our DNA. You have to do what old man says.
What makes you such a threat?
We choose the right to be who we are. We know the difference between the reality of freedom and the illusion of freedom. There's a way to live with Earth and a way not to live with Earth. We choose the way of Earth. It's about power, Ray.
So get him up, Jimmy.
But Nuremberg said you do not have to obey an order when that order invites you to destroy human life for nothing. President Bush is justified by law to go into Iraq and sit Saddam Hussein down? Answer me. What law gives him the right to do that? The Monroe kept America out of the affairs of other nations and kept them out of our affairs. Because every sovereign nation has the right to govern itself. And if the people under that leader do not like that leader, they have the right to sit him down. But America does not have that right. Do you agree? You do? Well, we're tired of marching on Washington. Sorry, you know, but Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God." All of the war machines of the world today are using young people to fight wars.
What's the next one?
That's why they see the rappers as dangerous.
You cowhands sure look happy tonight. What's the special, Tex?
Because the rappers are taking their children from them. Suppose the rappers,
yeah, like a joyous
instead
prayer,
of using foul and
this is your country,
language,
this is your home,
started becoming emissaries of peace. Since they're listened to all over the world, just put that beat behind and have the people saying,
we're not going to kill another human being. And the baby stops singing in kindergarten. And before you know it, they say it's a drug.
Then how about Ponderosa?
Every time we get together, someone wants to hear Ponderosa.
Stay out of drafts, I might catch a cold. Lost the heavyweight championship of the world, not in the ring,
still alive.
But because he had the courage to say, them Viet Cong ain't never called me, nigga.
Heaven is empty, but a light bulb, harsh
today,
and mechanical.
He's an international hero.
Look how high that moon
is. Yes, the place where I worship is the wide open spaces. And he has given it to you and me for all the world to see. There are no doors, no bars. All men are free.
They'll make me kill you.
With today's hottest country music, plus country gold that tests well and win big in the country music format, you need digital country.
That sure was
fine. Broadcast programming's digital country is winning in markets of all sizes, older and younger demos. If you want to win...
Don't make me kill you.
Joseph, you do me a birthday favor?
Why, you just name it, Bob.
Please, I'd like to hear one of my favorite songs, Shenandoah. That is, if you...
Pull it, I'm ready.
I can't keep quiet.
Who's it today?
And
like Garth Brooks.
These young people die...
Both conservative
to satisfy
and
the bloodlust
on
of the President of the United States. And the war hawks that are misadvising
and,
him.
So I listen to a lot of radio. And
now,
the thing that
I have shown you some ugliness.
Most quickly is that everything is yes or no, bad or good, black or white, Republican, conservative, blah, 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 blah. This thesis, antithesis, this truth, this lie, this terrible dialectic that people swing back and forth. But actually, they don't swing back and forth. They quite stay on one side of the dialectic or the other and take pot shots at each other and defend what they have. Well, the biggest problem I have is that I can't stomach it. It just drives me crazy, this back and forth, because I'm a person who is one of those people who strives somewhere in the middle. And sometimes I feel like a Republican, and sometimes I feel like a Democrat, and the other time I might feel like a...
Consider incorrect.
No, I don't think there is.
And it says in here that Officer Real then stated to him that she was not giving him her permission either to use any such photos of her, correct?
Yes.
Doesn't say requested, correct?
When someone is told...
I'm asking you what the affidavit
says. Yes. I did not give him permission. No.
Okay. And it's your testimony that he needs... It was your belief at the time that he needs your permission to take your picture?
No.
So the fact that you were not giving permission is essentially irrelevant.
Prozac.
Right.
I'm sorry, I don't understand your question. You need to rephrase it then.
This woman that you saw when you entered the MBTA station, you don't remember what position she was in, correct?
No.
You don't remember any outward appearance, anything unusual about her outward appearance, correct?
No, it all happened very quickly.
You never noticed any injuries on her, correct?
No, I don't even remember that. All I remember, quickly glancing, saying okay, and then going on.
And you never got her name or her address or
nope.
a description?
No. Nope.
Now, the woman that you claim elbowed you, you never got her name?
No, I didn't. I didn't have a chance to.
And you never got, and you never wrote a description of her anywhere, did you?
I didn't write the affidavit.
And you're certainly entitled to write your own affidavit.
All right, you know what? I'm just happy to see you, even if you've become an angry, manic, depressive activist. I still like you. I still enjoy being around you.
And I didn't decide to press charges against her.
I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. I had to let it all out.
Don't worry about it.
I'm so miserable in my love life, in my relationship. I always acted like, you know, I'm detached, but I'm dying inside. I'm dying because I'm so numb. I don't feel pain or excitement. I'm not even bitter. I'm just
You think you're the one dying inside? My life is 24/7 bad.
No.
I mean, the only happiness I get is when I'm out with my son. I've been in marriage counseling. I've done things I never thought I would have to do. I've lit candles, bought self-help books, lingerie.
Did the candles help?
Hell no. All right, I don't love her the way she needs to be loved, and I don't even see a future for us. But then I look at my little boy sitting at the table across from me, and I think I would suffer any torture to be with him for all the minutes of his life. You know, I don't want to miss out on one. But then there's no joy or laughter in my home, you know, and I don't want him growing up in that.
Oh, no laughter. That's terrible. My parents have been together for 35 years, and even when they have a bad fight, they end up laughing like crazy.
I don't want to be one of those people who are getting divorced at 52 and falling down into tears, admitting that they never really loved their spouse and they feel their life has been sucked up into a vacuum cleaner. You know, I want a great life. I want her to have a great life. She deserves that. All right, but we're just living in the pretense of a marriage, responsibility, you know, all these just ideas of how people are supposed to live.
When Alexander comes, he undoubtedly brings a gift for the oracle. In Greek tradition, you brought a goat to Delphi, something like a goat or a sheep, and depending upon which way the goat bleated, like blah or blah, that would determine whether the oracle would give you an answer.
Waited, Clarice, but how long can you and old Jackie boy wait? Our little Billy must already be searching for that next special lady.
To the VA hospital at Oneida Park, New York, with a view of the woods nearby. Maximum security still applies, of course. You have reasonable access to books. Best of all, though, 1 week of the year, you get to leave the hospital and go here. Plum Island. Every day of that week, you may walk on the beach. You may swim in the ocean for up to 1 hour under SWAT team surveillance, of course. And there you have it.
The world might be evolving the way a person evolves.
Not good.
Don't go there. It don't go nowhere.
So that's why I can't get the horses in there anymore.
Not good. Wrong.
How come you're still alive? How come you're still alive?
Good. Done. Now. Where's my money?
Baby.
All right. Get along, Mule. Get along.
Hello?
Come sit down beside me and hear.
Now, before we say goodnight, I'd like to thank everybody for being here.
I have no choice.
Tell the truth.
Through my sad story, I was shot. In the
this ball attracts danger.
To the VA hospital at Oneida Park, New York, with a view of the woods nearby. Maximum security still applies, of course. You have reasonable access to books. Best of all, though, 1 week of the year, you get to leave the hospital and go here. Plum Island.
I've waited, Clarice, but how long can you and old Jackie boy wait? Our little Billy must already be searching for that next special lady.
That's it.
Oh, I'm sure Joseph will sing it very well.
Here goes.
My iniquities like the wind.
Sing, you're free. You're free.
Yeah. That's taken me away.
Ben? Hey, Ben, how about Ponderosa?
The gods tell you to go, and so what if you die getting there?
So it's Bart on the edge. He was on the edge. I said, you know, Jackson, I've seen people at the Coots Gallery, Holty, and, you know, Motherwell, and a few of those artists. Who do you think is good? He said, they're all but de Kooning and me. So I said, who's de Kooning?
Then I have these dreams.
You don't expect much. Settle. Find a job and lock into it. Get your pension. Plan for retirement. Take what you can get. Don't want more. And therefore, out of that, I'm afraid of the responsibility to go against what my parents said. I'm afraid of the freedom that is also there. The messages you got. Why doesn't Daddy pay more attention to me? Why doesn't my Daddy love me? He does love you. Busy working. She's busy earning money so you can have a roof over your head, so you can have clothes, so you can go to school. He's busy working hard day and night, backbreaking work, in order to earn together, scrape enough together in this world so that you might have a decent life. Don't be upset with your father because he doesn't do it.
What dreams?
I have these dreams, you know, that I'm standing on a platform and you keep going by on a train and you go by and you go by and you go by, you go by, and I wake up with the fucking sweats, you know, and then I have this other dream, oh, where you're pregnant in bed beside me naked and I want so badly to touch you but you tell me not to, and then you look away and I touch you anyway, right on your ankle, and your skin is so soft that I wake up in sobs, all right? And my wife is sitting there looking at me, and I feel like I'm a million miles from her, and I know that there's something wrong, you know, that I can't keep living like this, that there's got to be something more to love than commitment. But then I think that I might have given up on the whole idea of romantic love, that I might have put it to bed, that day when you weren't there. You know, I think I might have done that.
Why are you telling me all this?
I'm sorry. I don't know. I shouldn't have.
You know, it's so weird. People think they're the only one going through tough times. I mean, when I read the article, I thought your life was perfect. A wife, a kid, a published author. Your personal life is more of a mess than mine. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm glad it's good for something.
Oh, monsieur, c'est là. Rentrez dans la place, là.
This is where you live?
Yeah.
So you're just relieved that I'm in even more deep shit than you are?
Yes. You've made me feel better.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
No, I really wish you the best. It's not because I'm incapable of having a good relationship or a family that I wish everyone to be doomed like me.
I'm sure you may be a great mom someday.
Really? You think so?
Oh, yeah. A few antidepressants, you know, you'll do great.
Oh, no. Okay, say stop.
Stop.
Oh. Hey!
You ready?
Okay.
Lack of criminality by implying that blinking lights was a hack, was an illegal hack and an illegal act.
Yeah, they haven't mentioned Chaos Computer Club by name, but certainly anybody who has looked into this will see something. They'll see, oh, blinking lights illegal, so therefore it must be something bad, and that's just not fair. Okay, moving on. Interesting developments. Suffolk County, New York, out on Long Island, is planning a wireless system to provide free access to the internet to the 1.5 million residents who live throughout its 900 square miles. It would be one of the largest government-sponsored wireless networks in the nation.
Just 1 hour to go. My last day on the job. Early retirement. Not my idea. Doctor's orders. Heart condition. Angina, he calls it. I'm polishing my badge and getting myself used to the idea of saying goodbye to it. It and the 30-odd years of protecting and serving and tears and blood and terror. Triumph that represents. I'm thinking about Eileen's slow smile. About the thick, fat steak she picked up at the butcher's today. I'm thinking about the one loose end I haven't tied up. A young girl who's out there somewhere, helpless in the hands of a drooling lunatic.
Damn it, Hartigan. I won't let you do this. You're gonna get yourself killed. You're gonna get us both killed. I won't let you. I'm warning you.
I got my coat, Bob.
You're dragging me down with you. I'm your partner. They can kill me, too. I ain't putting up with that. I'm getting on the horn and calling for backup.
Sure, Bob. We'll just wait.
sit on our hands while that Rourke brat gets his sick throws with victim number four. Victim number four. Nancy Callahan, age 11. And she'll be raped and slashed to ribbons. And that backup that we're waiting on will just so happen to show up just late enough for Rourke to get back to his U.S. Senator daddy.
Take a deep breath, Hartigan. Settle down and think straight. You're pushing 60, and you got a bum ticker. You ain't saving anyone.
You got a great attitude, Bob. Real credit to the force you are.
Eileen's at home waiting for you. Think about Eileen.
Heck, Bob. Maybe you are right.
I'm glad to hear you're finally talking sense.
Hell of a way to end a partnership. Hell of a way to start my retirement. Nancy Callahan, age 11. For all I know, she's dead already.
We've had a lot of Saturday night parties here on the Ponderosa, but this is the best one we've ever had.
My sad story. I was shot.
We spotlight the hottest, best-testing young artists who are changing the face of country music.
I love you?
No, c'est pas I love you.
Where's the owner of that horse? I'm looking for the owner of that horse.
You leave him be. He doesn't know who rides every horse.
Oh, Shenandoah, I long to hear you.
Say, I never heard Slim Duncan and the boys play any better.
Farewell, my love. I'm bound to leave you.
Stop the...
She shivers in the wind like the last leaf on a dying tree. I let her hear my footsteps. She only goes stiff for a moment.
Care for a smoke?
Sure. Take one. Are you as bored by that crowd as I am?
didn't come here for the party. I came here for you. I've watched you for days. You're everything a man could ever want. And it's not just your face, or your figure, or your voice. It's your eyes. All the things I see in your eyes.
What is it you see in my eyes?
I see a crazy calm. You're sick of running. You're ready to face what you have to face.
As a young artist, de Kooning would just floor me with the way he could put a brushstroke down, and I still awestruck by the speed of his brushstroke and how he can maneuver. You don't see that anymore. It's real virtuoso painting.
With de Kooning, who's more of a traditional painter, you can really see how he's manipulating the paint to make this piece of paint swirl over that other piece of paint, over this, and then how he might take a piece of paper and, like, splat it down to pull it up so you can see, like, this kind of textural thing, and then cut through it with a line. You really feel his method.
In like this, a bat detector. Listen. The system is based on those high-pitched ultrasounds, like those produced today by shrews, and which the early insect eaters may have used as well. The bats have developed that ability into a highly sophisticated technique called sonar. Every bat sends out a stream of short squeaks, which can be as many as 20 or 30 a second, or even more. From the echoes, it can gauge its distance from an object, whether it's a cave wall or an insect in the air. The horseshoe bat produces such ultrasounds from its nostrils, and that construction around the nose serves as a megaphone, focusing the sound into a beam. The easiest way to study these signals is to pick them up with a special microphone and relay them to an oscilloscope so that they can be analyzed in a visual form.
I want to try something. I want to see if you stay together or if you dissolve into molecules.
What am I doing?
Still here.
Good, I like being here. Is this your apartment?
Oh, no, I live down there.
Down there?
Yeah.
Monsieur, I'm going to walk her to her door.
Il va me raccompagner à la porte.
This is incredible. This is where you live?
Yeah.
How long have you been here?
4 years. So tell me,
What?
Is it all true about your dreams, or did you just say that to hopefully get in my pants?
Oh, I just said that to get in your pants. Oh. I use that all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Does it work?
You know, sometimes. You know what I was thinking, Would you play me one of your songs?
You're going to miss your flight.
I won't. I'm going to be sitting in the airport for over an hour reading the newspaper, all right? Wishing you played me one of your songs.
Girl, Nancy, you've been very quiet. Don't be scared. We're going to be taking you home really soon. But first, we're going to introduce you to somebody. He's a very nice man.
So how can you now grow up and have it be easy? How can you grow up and be totally successful and go back and say, hey, Mom, you're wrong? Face the fact that maybe he didn't love me. Because I'm not working like that. I'm not struggling like that to be successful. I would rather, indeed, prove my father right. Because I'm afraid of the responsibility and the freedom. Also, I got messages from my parents. Love me, be less than me. Love me, always look up to me. How many of you have ever dealt with a pouting mother because you were going to do it on your own and wouldn't let her help you? How many of you dealt with a father who awkwardly stumbled and stammered because you didn't want his advice and you didn't need his $5? How many of you realized they want to be needed? They want to give me that advice. They want me to be less than them. And out of my love for them, I will follow in their footsteps.
The good news is no polyps. The bad news is, as you can see, you've got a fairly severe case of ulcerative colitis.
Jesus Christ.
She was getting better than last week. Another flare-up.
How are you doing with the Prozac? Is it helping?
She can't even sleep.
Ma.
Well, look at her.
I'd like to start you on a regimen of prednisone. It's a steroid.
Like for weightlifters?
I've had a great deal of success with it treating this type of condition. I do need to warn you, however, there are certain side effects. Now, mind you, these are temporary, but there's a good chance of weight gain accompanied by Cushing's syndrome. That's a swelling of the facial features, a sort of a moon face.
What?
If you've seen Jerry Lewis in the last year or two.
She's planning a wedding, for Christ's sake.
That I didn't want to. It wasn't the timing. The timing was awful.
So it's fair to say that there was no connection between her and Mr. Manzelli, correct?
Well, she wouldn't have elbowed me if he didn't throw the bag into the crowd.
And you know that how?
Well, if he didn't throw the bag into the crowd, that situation wouldn't have happened.
So in other words, the fact that you charged into the crowd is what caused you to being elbowed, correct?
I went to grab the bag. Because I knew there was something important that I needed to get in there.
And doing so, you charged into a crowd, correct?
Charge into a crowd?
So lately, I feel really like a very talented house painter, and I get excited once in a while, you know?
I want to ask you a question. If you were creating yourself as you painted your picture.
Everything is already like in art. Like a big, almost soup, you know.
Yeah. But it's the sort of
everything is in there already. And you just stick your hand in it and you find something for you.
Well, I suppose if that's... Yeah, I guess I went in to grab the bag. She bent down and elbowed me to get out of her way.
But you don't want to face it alone.
No. I don't want to face it alone.
The wind rises electric. She's soft and warm and almost weightless. Her perfume a sweet promise that brings tears to my eyes. I tell her that everything will be all right. That I'll save her from whatever she's scared of and take her far, far away. I tell her I love her. The silencer makes a whisper of the gunshot. I hold her close until she's gone. I'll never know what she was running from. I'll cash your check in the morning.
Precious little girl like this. You must be awfully scared now. But you've got nothing to be scared of. All we're gonna do is have a nice little talk.
Just do your job. A tour, a meal, a tour, a meal. Introduce him to the other American, the old man, Mr. Granton.
Yeah.
Simple. Do your job. And don't worry.
I've read up on the USSR. I know what kind of a place it is. A peaceful, honest, hard-working place. Nothing like what we hear at home.
Wenzel?
Yeah.
Okay, but quickly, yeah?
Okay.
Out of my love, not out of some cruelness or crassness, but out of my love, I will not succeed.
Coming back to your mother, which is more than an important thing. How should I put it? You see, by you showing your emotion and showing your hurt, she's seen her failure. Because she feels that you should be strong. Why don't you let your brother, why don't you let your father film? They're not strong, they're just bullshit artists. In her school, in her way of thinking, emotions are bad. Emotions get you into trouble. Women, you know, men are not supposed to show emotions. And, you know, women are stupid if they do. And men, well, it's just it's not butch. And there's how much, you know, what's the society around that? And that was the way your mother was brought up. And that very sort of strict, dogmatic whole thing about, you know, men don't show emotions. When you showed emotion, she felt failure, and it was like feeling anger, but the anger was pointed at herself. And of course, she's not going to turn around and give herself a hard time, so what she does, she projects it on you. You feel hurt and rejected. So, naturally, because it is in your nature, hurt, because what's been happening is you've been getting used to saying, okay, it's okay to feel my emotions, right? So you show your emotions more, and what she does, she reacts more, because she gets more angry, because she sees more of her failure. So then she has
straight
more, 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 until eventually a part of you thinks you're not going to work, and you go back to your same syndrome that you did when you were a kid. The only way to survive is to split. Whether you walked off, or whether you just shut off, or whether you just went, okay, no, it doesn't matter, or whatever.
So this would probably be connected to a pattern I have with women where, if a woman likes me, I wouldn't like her.
Yeah.
And I would seek a woman who would have the potential of rejecting me.
Yeah. It's not safe to show your emotions.
The more she would reject me, the more I would feel that.
My name, for the benefit of those who may not yet be aware of my case or who I am, my name is Riley Martin. I was born in Mississippi and raised in northeastern Arkansas. It was there in 1953, near the St. Francis River, at the age of 7, that I saw lights above the river 3 nights in a row. On the 3rd night, it seemed as if I heard a voice saying, "Friend Martin, come out, we have need to speak with you."
Let's save the last one for later.
It's up, so let's do it.
Okay.
Try to let me conduct the interview and you answer the questions.
Well, I'm
we'll
pretty
do it right. We got stocks.
Things.
I think we passed our stop. Might have to back. That ought to do it. Metaphysics. Kind of like drool. Splashed all over one cheek. The Jesus cheek, you know. Come on, work with me here. Make sure the thigh bone is connected. And dance your ass off, my friend. This is new metaphysics, for Christ's sakes. How deluded can one world of people be? I guess it's like that second beta project in the Matrix. Had to make it look like this, just so I would fall for it. I'm catching on. Got my head shaved and everything. NewMetaphysics.com, of course. One-stop shopping. Selling sex aids there on the side. Look for the link. Might be a good time to run for the hills. Check out ElliottWave.com. Those who are into metaphysics. Finally found metaphysics applied to making money. Direct. You only have to be a little M magician to do this. Chris, you do have to allow money to come to you. 16 years later, see what happens. Found this fucker back in the 80s. Occult commodity trading. There's quite a bit of it on the street. Good track records. Check it out. Make a lot of money right now, even in a bear market. Although there's always cocoa. Go check that out. Not for the squeamish. Trading futures is like listening to three of my shows. Making sure they're all accounted for. So I'm kind of hoping for the cold fusion or legalized hemp to save the planet. Otherwise, it could be metaphorically now. Lights out. Now, you know, new metaphysics is leading the pack here. So mark my words. Remember old Dylan's song now. holistically projected binary simulated reality. Pins can stand on heads. If you want it. Quoting Brother Lenin there. The tip and the top of the 60s. Still going on. Before, on, and beyond the internet. So you can study the Elliott Wave and see a whole panorama of dupes. Even more dupes talking 10 at a time. After all, money is the money channel. Money is media, and it's going on now. You like media, don't you?
My clothing and took my dog Brown Boy and went out to investigate these lights which had landed by the river.
That's the way. That's the way. The sort of pattern interchange that you had with your mother. You never had an open emotional relationship with your mother. It was always like she would poke at you to see whether you were in there, and then you'd come out, and what would come out would be this hurt child. Because that's what you were, a little hurt child, and then your mother would feel bad, then you'd back off. So you did this all the time with your mother, back and forward, back and forward.
Yeah, I noticed she would do that, right? She would, even now, she does. Yeah. Like, she'd block my path in the kitchen enough to, like, keep, you know, yeah. to get feedback, like, physically. Yeah. And
anyone who's studied Nine Star Key Japanese astrology... My entire family were five yellow killing. My choice, of course. Adventurous fellow that I am. How'd you like to trip over switch in every direction as a little lad growing up in Miami, Florida, where time is timeless? Like low latitudes can be, and death is on the head of every nail, #01 on it. So I do think I've learned a thing or two about being co-opted, since I am a co-opter myself. But five yellow killing, I mean, come on. If you don't know what that is, you don't know. I mean, it's beyond any vortex. Beyond any hurricane eye.
They used to call this the drugstore. People would be lined up on the side of the house here.
It's where the eye goes
maybe
to disappear. In action, five waves up or down is a trend. The only thing that can balance movement from that side. Just a little occult action here, shining in the new day sun. Is that the reverse?
There's a lot of the terrific sensation of a sunset in the dark,
in the green, near evening. All of a sudden, I got a feeling that the sun has four windows. I sit there, north, south, east, west, but I felt that was sunset. And the line in the bottom there, I placed my ladder against the forward of your window. It was like a title. It doesn't make any sense, but it makes a lot of sense to me. I don't think that I'm really expressing the world around me. You know, this real world, the so-called real world. It's just something you put up with like everybody else. I'm in my element, and I'm a little bit out of this world. Then I'm in the real world. And I'm on the beam. Because when I'm falling, I'm doing all right. When I'm slipping, I say, hey, this is very interesting. It's when I'm standing upright that bothers me. I'm not doing so good. I'm stiff. As a matter of fact, I'm really slipping most of the time into that glimpse. Well, that's a wonderful sensation, to slip into this glimpse. I'm like a slipping glimpser.
Make me kill you. Me kill you. Don't make 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 me kill you.
Out the window. You try anything, I'm gonna shoot you so many times. You know, you should just let me out of the car when I asked you to, Bob. You see where bad manners get you? You see?
Listen, Vanessa. Look, I just...
Look, I've heard all I'm gonna hear out of you.
Oh, fuck.
So there!
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
And that's for tricking me into telling you all them things I never even told my fiancé.
Ah, Jesus Christ, we're gonna get into an accident!
That's a good job on my hair, you fucker!
Vanessa, look, you're upset, okay? You have every right to be. Look, something dark and terrible came over me. I don't know what, but I swear to you, I wasn't gonna hurt you. You gotta believe that.
Yeah, right. I'm so sure.
I'm serious. I just wanted to scare you. I don't even know why. Look, Vanessa, it's obvious to me right now. I'm a profoundly sick man.
Yeah, well, I won't argue with you there. Anyone who do sex to a dead person is definitely sick, mister.
Well, you see, you just admitted it there. I'm a sick man. You can't...
Shut up! Shut up!
Okay. Son of a bitch. Vanessa, what are you thinking right now?
What, you want to hear more of my innermost fucking secrets?
No.
Fucking asshole.
No, I was just wondering what you were planning on doing.
I'm gonna turn you into the fucking pig. That's what I'm gonna do.
But you know what'll happen then, don't you?
Yeah, you'll end up sucking gas at San Quentin.
Vanessa.
You just might.
Vanessa, people like me, we don't go to the gas chamber.
Then you'll go to the penitentiary where the mighty Aryan Brotherhood will make you wish you'd never been born.
Vanessa, the likelihood of someone like me going to prison is absolutely nil.
You think they just won't let you walk?
It'll be like that time Mr. Morales broke your jaw.
You think so, huh?
Absolutely. They won't take me for a killer. They'll let me go free. They'll send you to some new foster home. Probably make Mr. Morales' place look like some pleasant dream to you. Unless, of course, you want to play it smart for the first time in your life.
How do I go about doing that, Bob?
I got some money on me. I got an ATM card. We can go get some more. You go your way, I'll go mine. I swear to God, you'll never see or hear me again. What do you say?
So turn off on that exit up there.
Jesus Christ, Vanessa, we're in the middle of nowhere.
Well, you want to get shot a whole bunch of times? Now do like I tell you, dumbass.
Okay, I'm turning.
You think this is a game?
Would you like some tea?
Yeah, sure.
Wow. Is chamomile okay?
Yeah, great. Merci.
Messy? You think my apartment is messy?
No. Merci beaucoup.
Sex here. What has that got to do? What's... I know about hemlines and Super Bowls. What stocks and sex here?
Well, you're halfway there, Ted. This is the same data that Harry uses, and I just have a little different take on it. This is the demographic data. It's the number of births plotted not forward 45 years, but right with the stock market. This time is the advanced decline line. As you can see, there's no data that really doesn't fit. I think what you have here is the general ebb and flow of social mood toward optimism and pessimism. It makes people buy stocks or decide to have children when it's moving up,
right,
and sell stocks or decide to refrain when it's moving down. And that's an excellent correlation.
Pick something here that you have
I agree with that.
Locks on both their houses. I mean, it doesn't have an easy ongoing answer that's always the same.
Or else, it matters little, there would be cases where this personality may disappear in A and B. That is the best case and the most difficult. Dictionary, with films taken close up of parts of very large objects, obtained photographic records which no longer look like photographs of something. With these semi-microscopic constitute a dictionary of which each film would be the representation of a group of words in a sentence or separated so that this film would assume a new significance or rather that the concentration on this film of the sentences or words chosen would give a form of meaning to this film, and that, once learned, this relation between film and meaning translated into words would be striking and would serve as a basis for a kind of writing which no longer has an alphabet or words, but signs, films, already freed from the baby talk of all ordinary languages. Find a means of filing all these films in such order that one could refer to them as in a dictionary.
Ah, merci. I meant to tell you, your French has improved a lot.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, you've really mastered the language.
All right. What song are you gonna play me, huh?
One of the things I wanted to try was an all eraser drawing.
If it was going to be an all-eraser drawing, it had to be art in the beginning. And I went to Bill and told him about it. He pulled out one. He put that back. And then he said, now I'm going to give you one really hard to erase. And he picked out another. And he was right. I spent, I think, nearly 3 weeks with no fewer than 15 different kinds of erasers. And that made it real.
He doesn't just erase the de Kooning, he reverses the whole process by which the de Kooning is made. When you look at the wall of de Kooning's studio, there's a very strong sense of who he is, changing all these things in relation to himself. Rauschenberg is different. He's taking that tradition of de Kooning, but Rauschenberg wants to maintain the identity of those objects as they exist in the world. And it's about breaking the boundary between what's in the frame and what's outside the frame.
Subscribers to a very special interview.
Whoa, no way. I came all the way up here. You cannot crap out of me now. One song, anything will be great.
No, but listen, you're going to laugh at me.
You think so?
Yes.
I doubt it.
Okay. What do you want to hear? I have three songs in English. One's about my cat. One's about my ex-boyfriend. Well, ex-ex-boyfriend. And there's one about, just a little waltz.
A waltz? Yeah. Play the waltz.
I haven't played it in a while. You sure? All right, the waltz.
What I'm saying is the world might be evolving the way a person evolves, right? Like, mm-hmm. I mean, me, for example, am I getting worse? Am I improving? I don't know. When I was younger, I was healthier, but I was racked with insecurity. You know? Now I'm older, my problems are deeper, but I'm more equipped to handle them.
So what are your problems?
Right now, I don't have any. I don't. You know, I'm just damn happy to be here.
Me too.
Bearish on gold and commodities. I made these calls based on my cycle's work. The picture was bullish or inflationary on commodities. But now that picture has changed. As I have recently presented to you with my trend indicator and cycle analysis, the technical picture is bearish for commodities and nearly every stock index on the planet. Yet everyone seems to be bullish on both stocks and commodities. To me, the technical picture currently points toward deflation, which is what I want to talk about today. In doing so, I have with me a very special guest, someone that really needs no introduction at all.
I may have said that painting relates as much to life as it does to art, or vice versa.
Because his name says it all. Guys, we are honored to have with us today my friend Bob Proctor. Bob, it seems that you and I are among the very few that are in agreement on the topic of deflation.
But I don't think so. I said that you couldn't make either, and you had to work in that hole between.
What is that space?
It's undefined. That makes the adventure of painting.
The world might be evolving the way a person evolves.
out of my thoughts. Let me sing you a waltz about this one night stand. Dreamt of in life, but now you're gone, you are far gone, all the way to your island of rain. It was for you just a one night thing, but you were much more to me, just so you know. I don't care what they say, I know what you meant for me that day. I just want another try, I just want another night. Even if it doesn't seem quite right, you meant for me much more than anyone I've met before. One single night with you, little Jessie, is worth a thousand with anybody. I have no bitterness, my sweet, I'll never forget this one night thing. Even tomorrow in other, my heart will stay yours until I die. Let me sing you a waltz out of nowhere, out of my blues. Let me sing you a waltz about this lovely one night stand.
You never retrieved a tape recorder, correct?
All I remember is going down, grabbing some kind of wire thing and giving it to Al-Sahara. I was very concerned about the protesters.
I didn't ask you about your concern about the protesters. I asked you specifically, did you recover a tape recorder?
Not to my knowledge. I don't know.
And did you recover a microphone?
If that was part of the wiring, I may have.
Did you bring that with you to court today?
No, I think.
Jackson on news. Post that problem.
You may. Thank you. Anything else, Mr. Bradley?
I just have two brief questions. Officer Real, mm-hmm. You have a lot of discretion in your job.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Or no?
I'm sorry. Yes.
When you see somebody breaking up, you arrest everybody?
No.
In certain cases, you arrest someone before the other.
Yes.
Yes, please don't lead.
One further question.
All right.
So, you don't arrest people sometimes even though you see them committing a crime, correct?
If they commit a crime, depending on the situation, yes, I do. If they're not committing a crime, or I find it... For instance, if someone's doing something on the T that is illegal, sometimes it's better off to tell them to leave the station than to arrest them.
But I'm not talking about the hypothetical where someone's on the T. I'm talking about if you see somebody outside committing a crime, it's fair to say that sometimes you arrest them and sometimes you don't, correct?
That's my discretion to do it.
And it's fair to say that assault and battery on a police officer is a fairly serious offense?
It can be, but if I feel there's... it's.
I didn't ask about your feelings.
Witness will be allowed to finish her sentence.
Judge, may the witness be instructed to just answer the questions?
All right. Just answer the question, please. Mr. Bradley, you'll be able to ask any other questions you want. Go ahead, please, Mr. Beck.
Thank you.
So, it's fair to say that assault and battery police officer is a more serious crime than disorderly conduct, correct?
Sometimes, yes.
Sometimes, but sometimes disorderly is more serious.
Yes, sometimes it can be.
And, you sometimes arrest people, you don't arrest people even though they have committed a crime, correct? You just said that, right?
It's my discretion.
But your discretion doesn't include arresting people who have not committed a crime, correct?
We arrest on someone who has committed a crime, yes.
Thank you. Further questions, John? Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You may step down. Next witness, please.
I could feel static electricity in my hair, in my clothing, and in the leaves all around. Presently, I saw the ship. It was your classical saucer shape, probably about 33 feet across the rim. Then the dome of the ship cleared up, and I could see two beings standing there looking down at me. It occurred to me then that, hey, man, I better get out of here. But the moment I had the thought, I was hit and transfixed with a blue-white light and could not move. Presently, a light beneath the ship, two beings came out. They were wearing bubble helmets and got me by each arm. These beings, I have come to learn, are called Biavians. The male is called Okwa Tanjin Wan. I call him Tan. The female, her name is Oni Seawan. I called her Nella. They got me, took me aboard, and presently we left the planet Earth, and they took me to their mothership, which is stationed between Saturn and one of its great moons. It looks like a big Tiffany egg, and it's about 40 kilometers across, or about 28 miles across. I was kept there for 3 days, returned unharmed, clean, well-fed, and in good health, not exposed to the elements. When I did return, though, I distinctly remember that the area was covered with, like, military vehicles and personnel and what have you. But my folks, my family, so for reasons of their own, did not reveal that I had been gone. I have to believe that this is because the extraterrestrials had given them this information, telling them not to turn me over, say to the authorities or something like that, because I would probably be like in a petri dish at the Pentagon now, you know, if they had gotten a hold to me at that time. These same extraterrestrials have come back and visited me and taken me up into the sky. Roughly every 11 years, all the way up until December 28, 1987. This was my last physical visitation with them, at which time they told me, "Friend Martin, it is now time for you to remember."
No, one more, please.
No,
please, come on.
No.
Please,
it was our deal. One song. No. You're going to have your tea and then...
All right, let me ask you one question. What? Do you just plug that name in for every guy that comes up here?
Oh, yes, of course. What do you think, that I wrote this song about you? Are you nuts?
Oh, is this you? Little cross-eyed Celine?
Yes.
Cute.
That's funny.
Thank you.
Did you ever see Nina Simone in concert?
No, I never did. Can't believe she's gone.
I know, it's so sad.
Thanks.
It's hot. I saw her twice in concert. She was so great. That's one of my favorite songs of hers. She was so great. She was so funny in concert. She would be right in the middle of a song and then, you know, stop and walk from the piano all the way to the edge of the stage, like really slowly. And she'd start talking to someone in the audience. Oh yeah, baby. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. I love you too. And then she'd walk back, took her time, no hurry, you know. She had that big, cute ass. She would move, woo. And then she would go back to the piano and play some more. You know. And then she would, I don't know, just start another song in the middle of another, you know, like stop again and be like, oh, you over there. Can you move that fan? Uh-huh. Ooh, you're cute. Mm-hmm. Oh. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Baby, you are gonna miss that plane.
I know.